So, Boker Tov, we're holding today on Daf Chof Beis, and we're on the bottom of Chof Aleph Omid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, the last of the thin lines. Tana Rabbanan, Avel Shlosha Yamim Harishonim. Some of the most complex halachas over here in Mesa. An Aval who, within the first 3 days, Bami Makom Karov, he comes from a nearby location, then Moneh Imahem. He can count with them. So let's say he comes to the house, and some learn that this is only if the other Avelim are sitting in the house where the death of place, or in the house of the Nifter. So there, that's considered to be the Ikr Makom of the Avelut. And therefore, even though the person that's arriving didn't start his Avelut yet, we'll talk about maybe even if he did, according to others, or he didn't know about it, and he comes and he finds that they're already holding on the third day of Avelut, he doesn't count Shiva. He counts the Shiva together with them, and when they get up, he gets up. Mikan ve'elach, but after 3 days, afilu bami makom karov, even if he's come from a nearby location, monela atzmo, he starts his own Shiva. So if he arrives on the fourth day, he'd have to start counting Shiva. They all get up on the seventh day, their seventh day, and he's still sitting for another 3 days. Rabbi Shimon omer, afilu baba yom ashvi. Even if he comes the last day of Shiva in the morning, bimakom karov, monei mahem, he still would be mona with them as long as it's not already over. In other words, even though it's a mikzas yom kekulai, then he arrived if they're no longer sitting Shiva. So Tosafot says, I was talking about where the menachamim yet were still there. So we said that the mikzas yom kekulai is how much mikzas yom after the menachamim leave. So here the question is, there's a number of variables over here. Variable number one is how to define makom karov. The norm, the definition of makom karov that came from way back in the days of the Bahag and so on, is that the makom karov is betoch yom echad. In other words, had he theoretically been able to come to join them on the day of the gura, so since he's betoch yom echad, then the fireship. What about the gura was at the end? The misa was at the end of the day. I mean, so only 2 hours left. He couldn't have come. But lo chilku chachom. The makom karov is where theoretically had the death been on this day, because we don't care about the day. We don't care about the hours. So in terms of the kviyas of the avelus, it's a day. Had he been able to be here today, so today is 10 parsot. Everybody points out, already the shilas started with the development of the railroad. That's when the first shilas came out. How about today? We have the mesilei parsot. So today, maybe it should be more. Say nechinami, there might be more. Then, of course, came the other shilas. And how about, well, we don't have any mesilei, so we fly to the sky. What about then? I mean, so you could get anywhere within a day. So the early pace came at the time of the origins of popular air travel held that money is also a distinction. I mean, who's going to pay so much money to go to a kfura? So in the mail, that doesn't count already to be mad. But today already, it doesn't cost money to fly. people fly all over for anything. So in Afinami, obviously, this is a variable that's very nageya on the mitzias. So that's variable number one. Variable number two is the status of the newcomer. Are we talking about that he knew before, but he didn't start his Avelis? We're talking about that he didn't know at all? We're talking about he knew, but he put off starting his Avelis until he got there? What exactly is the case? The Gemara is very, very vague. And the truth is that there are three very strong shitas in the Rishonim. There's a lot of people on every side. So according to one shita, this is only if he hadn't heard. If he hadn't heard. The one who's coming came to the house Tom as a visit, and all of a sudden he finds out about the Shiva. So then he basically is part of their entire Avelut. It's not that he had a time that he was thinking about this or could have done something about it, but had he heard, then it doesn't count at all with them. He has his own dinim and so on. Why should what he heard was without them? And just because he comes there and they're sitting Shiva, there's no reason why he should count with them. He has his own life to worry about.
He comes to the house and happens to go to the children. Why does it matter where he came from, whether it's from the garden or not?
Because if he would be from a makom rach, like, and he could not even theoretically have joined them, so then he has the dinim of himself. He's not part of them. That's true, but it has to be nechshav ki'ilu that he was with them the whole time. If he couldn't have been with them, then he can't be nechshav that's with them. It's not theoretically. But had he been able to be with them when they started the Avelis, then we could say it's as if he was with them. But if he, that's why it's dependent on the Lamaisa, if he could have been with them or not. He'd have to start his own Avelis when he starts. When he starts, right. I still want to say the three Shitas. I'm going to get mixed up. I'll forget what I said. Okay, so some learn Dafka that he didn't hear. Others learn Dafka that he didn't start Avelis. In other words, had he started his own Avelis, let's say he heard on the second day. If he didn't hear at all, so then Vada he goes with them. If he heard and he didn't start his Avelut, he also goes with them. But if he started his Avelut, then already he has a different Avelut. He can't say, I started a day before. He's going to say, now I'm going to skip that day and we'll jump ahead a day. Then once he begins and he can't now revert to their Avelut. And then there's the third Shita that makes absolutely no difference. Whenever he arrives, since that's the Ikar HaBayit, it's in that place, we'll see it's talking about where the Gadol Shem HaBayit is there, he always counts together with them. That's the sheet of the Rambam. But the psak is that it's a function of his knowing. So had he known and before he arrived, then he doesn't count with the Gadol Shem HaBayit. Again, there's always leeway to include other sheetahs in complex situations where you're dealing with what's considered to be a Makom Rokh, or you add the sheetahs together. And so that's where these psak halacha is complex over here, but that's basically the outline of it. Yes.
I want to ask my question. Are we talking about relatives or not? People are just only going to sit together?
No. We're talking not only about, well, wait till we finish this. We're talking not even only about relatives. It has to be that the Gadol Shem HaBayit is there, as we'll see in a moment. This is only if the one, the Gadol HaBayit, that's the one who either is the oldest or he's the one that basically takes care of all of the business. One of the brothers takes over basically the family business and everybody else is dependent on him. So that's considered to be the Gadol HaBayit. If the Gadol HaBayit wasn't there, so then this doesn't apply, because what we're looking at is where the defining place of the family's Shiva is. The family Shiva, the Gemara talks about the Gadol HaBayit, the Mefarshim add that it has to be in the place of the family Shiva. The family happens that, you know, they're sitting in Miami and the Misa was in, and Kfura was in New York. That's not considered to be the Iker Mokam HaVeilut, and it doesn't have this sense. But the whole point over here is that there's considered to be a center to a family. The two keys would be the place of the family, to say where the parent was, and the member of the family who is now the one that everybody looks up to. And that therefore, since he's been Yeshiv there, that's considered to be the Iker Mokam HaShiva. There are others who learn that the whole din of Gadol Shem HaBayit only applies where the other children are also dependent on the Bayit, meaning either that they're not married, they don't have their own families, or that the father's estate is where they're getting all their money from anyway. Therefore, they look to that as being one big family. They're not doing their own asakim, and they don't have their own, or they don't have their own family. But this halacha, therefore, is very dependent on circumstances. You have many, many shilas, what's considered to be Gadol Shem HaBayit. It involves family relationships. How about a person who isn't getting along with the other siblings? Now, they're sitting shivas. That considered to be Yeshivi Bayim. It doesn't... You can see already how many issues would come up in this question. What's considered to be a Gadol Shem HaBayit? How about if they're copying the Gadol Shem HaBayit in most things in one area, but in business things somebody else? You can just begin to imagine how complicated the issues are. Asks the Gemara another question. How about Halach Gadol HaBayit LeBeit HaKvarot Maho? How about they sent the Gadol Shem HaBayit to be Eisek with the Kever Kadisha, and he's in the plane? He went to the Beit HaKvarot, and everybody else, they didn't go. He was the only one who went along with the mace. And they start sitting Shiva. We'll see later on that someone who's not going with the mace, if it's a long distance Kfura, does not wait until the Kfura to begin the Avelut. The Kfura, for him, is the moment the plane takes off. That's the Kfura, as far as he's concerned. So he goes back home now and sits Shiva, starts sitting Shiva right away. The Gadol Shem HaBayit comes back 2 days later. Happens very often. So the question over here is, can we consider the Gadol Shem HaBayit to be sitting Shiva together with them, since basically he's representing them, or does the Gadol Shem HaBayit never become bottle to the Ketanim Shem HaBayit? He's the one who's being Isaac. When he comes back, he'll start sitting Shiva. Shiva. Others have a completely different approach. Others learn that the question of the Gemara is, if somebody else comes, one of the other brother comes, and we said that the whole way that the other brother is mitzaref imam is only if the Gadol Sheba Bayit is there. What if the Gadol Sheba Bayit isn't there because he's with the mace? Is that considered to be that he's there and this is the mokum of the family or not? There's nothing to do with the Gadol Sheba Bayit himself, but that's only with the Oreah. The mace of most of the Rishonim learn the first chapter, which is like Rashi Taisus. Tashma, the Omer Rebbe Chia Barav Omer Rebbe Yochanan, Afilu Halach Gadol Bayit Lebet HaKvarot Nonei Imahem. Even if he was away to be Isaac in the Inyanim of the mace, the Gadol Sheba Bayit starts the Avilut together with them, even though they started 3 days before when the plane had originally taken off, and he was going along with the body. When he comes back 3 days later, he's already in his third day of Avilut, even if he didn't start the Avilut yet.
Doesn't matter when the Kavura was?
No, because to them, the Kavura was when the plane took off.
For him.
He counts with them, so he's Nigra after the bite. No, the truth is, Beikar, yes, but no. I mean, if you're asking, you mean, can different Avelim sit in different places? Of course. Here we're talking about in a case where there was a central Avelim. And in the end, he's also joining them. So does one keep a separate Avelis when all the rest of the family has their Avelut, or does he become just part of the family, basically, and get up when they get up? That's what says the Gemara, you say Monei Imahem. It is a Brisa that says just the opposite. Tanya Monela Atzmo, it says he counts his own Shiva when he gets back with the plane. If he comes within 3 days he can be bottle to them. But if his flight arrives after 3 days from the time that it left, then already he has to account to himself. And we see this, that there is a difference la'alocha between arriving within three or not. Because Kehadi Amalu Rav, the Bnei Atzalfoni, Rav told people who lived in the cell phone center, I think this was around Intel, da'atu begot lata, somebody who comes within 3 days, and the halacha is limnu b'hadaychu, he can count together with you. The lo'atu b'hadaychu, if he doesn't come within 3 days, then he has to count for himself. That's a remnant over here, of course. No, that's a serious issue. He has his own. Mamash an issue of Lamais brought up. In other words, the question is, now for some reason, I never saw anybody bring a riot from Sofoni. That's the biggest riot, but they don't bring this riot. So the question over there is, this halacha, you know, as a matter of fact, let's just wait for the next piece, because that's where it's Nogea most powerful. Rava told the name of Chuzah. Hatun de lo azlitu bata aris. Remember, many people used to bury a mate in Eretz Yisrael. But in those days, the trip was very difficult. Many of them didn't go, like today from the States. They send an orange and maybe one of the avela comes along. Everybody else remains behind. So he told the ones that were not going together with the lo azlitu bata aris, were not going after the orange. So he said to them, mechim hadritu apaychu mi baba da abula atchilu manu. The moment that you turn back from the Levaya came up to the gates of the city that looked out now on the highway, and now those who were going, the smaller group, would continue on now for 2 weeks till they got to the whatever it took, Eretz Yisrael. You were not going. That's when you start the Avilut. As soon as you turn around, when you get to the doors of the city and everybody leaves and you turn back to go back home, that's the time when you can start the Avilut. At the time in modern terms, where Ramesha put it, when the flight takes off, with the body, that's the beginning of the Avilut for those who are not going. It's the equivalent of the Avula. So here the question is, is this said only because the Vita is going all the way to Eretz Yisrael, or is this saying, suppose it's an hour out of town, the Beit HaKvarot? So if it's an hour out of town, then wait until they're going to come back from Beit HaKvarot today. When they come back from the Beit HaKvarot, and then you know, so then that would be the time to start sitting Shiva. And indeed, many make that chilek. So here comes the question of the cell phone. If that's the case, I could still keep in touch. If keeping in touch is the issue, so, I mean, then it's possible to know the Kvura Mamish, even if it's in a different country, you can know the Kvura Mamish. Well, so, I mean, the Psak Alokal Maisa is that in a place where the Avelim are going to be back during the day, some of them have left, they're going to come back. So then if it's at the same time, then in Achinami, the other Avelim should wait until they hear that the Kvura was finished, which is the minute. So they call from a cell phone. The Kvura is over, and those who haven't come along, whatever the case may be, maybe those to the minigas, al chevra kadisha, not to go after the mita, or whatever the situation is. So there, since it's possible now to know immediately, so then at that point the kfura begins, even though the shiva begins, even though the other aveilim haven't come back home. That's as if he was there. Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu ba bayom hashivii mibakom korov meina imahem. So even though, even forget about the third day, even if he comes now, and he could have come on the first day, so he was b'makom korov. He arrives, he finds that the Menachemim is still there. He gets up shiva. He keeps shiva for 1 minute, basically. Walks into the house, sees everybody's about to get up from shiva. He sits down, people are Menachemim, and he gets up. That's the end of his shiva. Omer b'chia bar gandam Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul Omer Rebbe, v'hu shabo matzah Menachemim etzlo. It's only if they're still being Menachem. Otherwise, we would say, because Yom Kippulai, and there's nobody left to be Menachem, so there's no availus. Boy Ravana. Ninaru la'amod v'lo amdu. Mahu. It's the seventh day. So the people that were sitting. So if there's nobody now, Rashi's yours, because of the problem. Rashi's bothered by the question of what do you mean if there's no Menachem, because nobody came. I mean, what's that? So that makes a difference. Rashi's girsa is shlo omdu Menachem yet. Menachem were already there, but they didn't leave, because had they left, then already it would have been over. So that means that he came and found him still sitting shiva. Is the pshat. In which case, we learn the next words: nina rula amod. So how about the Menachemim got ants in their pants, and we can see they're trying to get out, but they can't find the moment. Sometimes you feel sort of caught there. You're waiting for somebody else to get up. So if you see already they have ants in their pants, and they're moving around ready to leave, so then what's the din teku? Now others learn nida rula amod is the pshat. The avelim are still sitting, and they're holding now by already getting up. The Menachemim are still there. There comes a moment in which the Menachemim say to them, our minig is, they say beferish to get up, and then that's clearly a formal completion of the shiva. But if the minig wasn't that they say that, and there's just a question of when really everybody feels it's time to stand up. So here it's a reference to the Avelin. How about if the Avelin were already in their mind, were holding by finishing the shiva, all of a sudden he walks in. And he's either hasn't known anything about it, according to Roshita, or he hasn't started his Avelin, according to Roshita, or even if he has, according to Ramban. So does that count? Take. That's already a question. Many paskin of Yilakula, because it's an Avelin question. And even a take, you paskin Lakula. Gemiri Chavre. Now, Rav Abba Bar Chiya's friend learned from Rav Abba. By the way, who's Rav Abba Bar Chiya's friend? Manu. Rabbi Zera. Zera was his friend. Actually, some say it was just the opposite. It was V'amalei Chavi to Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera's friend learned from Rabbi Zera. So who's Rabbi Zera's friend? Huh. Believe it or not, it's Rav Abba Bar Chiya Bar Abba. Anyway. But whoever it was quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'Treifus, which we'll explain in a moment, and Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Avel. Well, what were they referring to? It's a k'Rabbi Shimon b'Avel in this case. Or the Amoron, that even if he comes on the seventh day from a Makom Korai, and the Avelim haven't gotten up, so then he's Meina Imayim. And what was the reference to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'Treifus? So Rabbi Shimon b'Treifus, the Tznan b'nei Me'ayim sh'nikvud. Halacha is if there's a hole that goes through the intestine. Let's say a nail punctured the intestines, or cancerous, whatever it was. If there was a hole, so normally it's a trefa. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, but in a case where lechasot matan, where the hole is sealed with a mucus secretion, it's kosher. Give Reb Shimon Gamliel. But what we're referring to about lecha over here is not a loose secretion, but rather Amar of Kana. What is this lecha? Shirka demaya denafik agav duchka. It's a mucus lining of the intestine that only comes out normally with a lot of pressure. It could be forced out. That's already considered to be a membrane that seals a hole, and that is not a trefa. Omar Mandu is somebody who was sitting over there, one of the Talmidim who heard this. It was a big chiddush there. And he said, Iski va'asik alavaya should be zeche to be eila Eretz Yisrael. Rav Abba was in Eretz Yisrael, and made aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. At this point, he was already in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, alavaya, I should be zeche that I should make aliyah and come to Eretz Yisrael. Va'agno l'shmaitze v'pumidimor. I'd like to hear this directly from the mouth of the person who said it. Kisolik, that person actually was Zeche, came to Eretz Yisrael, and Ashkechel Rav Abba Breder Pchia Bar Abba. He found, now the question is whether he was the one who said it. That depends on the Girsa. But certainly either he heard it directly from Zera, or he was the one who told Rav Zera. So things, he's definitely a Makor Rishon. So he said to him, Omar Lay, Omar Ma, I heard you said that Halacha of Shimon ben Gamliel betrayfus. So he said, well, that's close. I said, Ein Halacha, but I mean, it's just one word, He says, Ein Halacha, Amri. What I said was that the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel betrayfus. And, at this point, he says, okay, what did you say about Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? Oh my, well, I wasn't going to tell you what I heard. What did you say? Omar Lei, I said it's a machloikis, out of Paskin, the Yitmer of Chistomer Halacha, the Chain Omer Reb Yochanan Halacha, Reb Nachman Omar, Ein Halacha. Actually, the Ein Halacha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel betrayfus, the Halacha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The truth is, we Paskin Lechumra, when it comes to treifus. Not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, but certainly we pass him like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Yom HaShvi'i. The Yom HaShmuel Halacha Kedivri HaMeikel, Baba. We always have this law. Since we find a Da'at HaMeikel, that even the seventh day is considered to still be a place to join up the family when the Gadol HaBayit is there, therefore that's the Halacha. Al Kol HaMeitim Kulam Midachem Mitato Reza Mishum. Basically, on anyone but a father and a mother, where someone is pushing to have the Levaya completed as quickly as possible to finish up the kvura, that's meshuvach, because that's a kavod for the mate, that the mate should be kavur, and others, the Rishonim would say that he's mara, that he's mekabel olam hazadin, and that okay, and I'm not trying to hold on. If somebody tries to hold on, it's like he doesn't want to be mekabel the din on him. So he's both mitzad himself and mitzad the mate. It's a good thing to complete the levaya rapidly. But al aviv al imo areza meguneh, because over there he's holding on. Is not viewed, I'm holding on. Viewed as an attempt to do covet to a father and mother to be more masked, get more people. So there, it's considered to be a covet that the kvura should take place a little bit later, if it's possible to do more as fate and to get more people to come.
You can put it off for days.
So you can even put it off. We find by Rebbe, they bring it by Rebbe, they put it off for a few days in order to be. So there, it's always considered to be a covet hamed. But Haya Erev Shabbat, or over here, the Sharsha puts it off. He's going to end up now putting it off for a number of days. And during that time, nobody's going to be misasik with the maids. Shabbos, or Yontev. There's also a girsa, your osha hoyu gishami mizalfi mal mitosav. And most of the Rishonim had that year. Or it was raining, and the rain was dropping on the coffin. But it's interesting that there's some bring from the Gemara Sanhedrin as a simon tov to a maid that gishami mizalfi mal mitosav, because it's like a kapora on him, and a sense of tears, and the world is crying. But anyway, that's the girsa that most have, not like our Gersa. Lotolin Ivlasa is only when it's halona. As I said, there's no din of lotolin where it's not stam, it's being left over, but rather you're being metapol by it. Lotolin means to leave it. Leaving it is
so it's not in the ghetto of lotolin.
Exactly.
It's out of the ghetto of lotolin.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly what Rishonim speak out. Lotolin is only said where it's halona, that as a not caring, because that's the whole point of it. Leave him hanging up there as an example for others. I mean, that's terrible. So that's lotolin. But when it's lichloidei, then of course it's not lotolin. So over here, I raise the mishubach, even for a parent, since it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, whatever is lichvaydei, basically, you use your brain. So in that case, then it's also mishubach. Because in all cases, whether he's leaving it or whether he's doing it rapidly under the circumstances, the din over there is viewed by everybody as an act of covet, not as an act of holding on or lack of care, as the case may be, and therefore should be defined as the case may be. So the place can bring it's literally as the case may be. Because if you don't have the right people to say hesvedim and so on, and then it's not considered to be covered by an ave to be waiting. It's not that the waiting per se is a covet. It's that it's giving you an opportunity to do covet, but if it's not going to be any covet, then adarav, the more rapidly the kvura is completed, the greater the covet. Al kol hametim kulam. Furthermore, other differences now between the av and amen. We already saw, as we started yesterday, with the first difference. First difference was 12 months versus 30 days. So they should be nogeh the dinim of Shayal b'shalom, shayalim loy b'shalom, and that we already saw. So now we have another nafkamina, the question of whether one should rapidly complete the kvura or not. Furthermore, another nafkamina, al kol ha'metim kulam, on every mate other than an avneim, ratza mimayet b'isko, ratza eno mimayet b'isko. So if he wants to be mimayet in his work, in his business, so then he can. If not, not. Now this is a little strange. What do you mean he can? If not, not, we said before, worries about it. He for sure doesn't do malacha. What's, how did this happen all of a sudden? So some learn, the Meiri learns over here, so it's Medrik and Rashi. Rashi says, Be'iske, Kigon Schora. Kigon Schora says the Meiri that you see from here in Achinami. There's a nafkamina between business and work. So business, that the business should go on, the Ritzina and so on. Maybe that's up to the other. But work, Mamish, is what we asked before, that the work is definitely Aser. Except, that depends on how we learned yesterday, whether it's La'ani after Shleisha, it's anybody after Shleisha, but not as Matushi. But others learn, including Tysus later on, that it's talking about over here, about a Davarava. In other words, where he has a heter to be Nayaginazo over there, on other Mason, there's no Indian for him to show covet by being Mamayat. But I love it, Alima Mamayat over there, even if it's a Davarava, it should be Mamayat, not do the way he normally, as much as normally would. Akola Meitim Kulam, Ratza Choletz, Ratza Eno Choletz. Furthermore, on other Meitim that they had, this was another one of these amazing halachas that fell completely into disuse. We've already seen quite a few examples, even some Viyata Mita, which is the centerpiece of the Avelut, that even that has fallen into disuse. We talked about Ativat HaRosh, Ki Ativat HaYishmeilim has fallen into disuse. The meaning of being Shael B'Shalom, to some extent, has fallen into disuse, that each one because of a different Svara. Either Shila Shalom, because our Shila Shalom isn't the way they had Shila Shalom. They had Shila Shalom, either B'Shem, or with the word Shalom at least. Shalom is like the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least an Indian of complete Shleimut. Okay, the Nikvias HaMita, maybe because of the Chashash of Kishuf, because the Mitas are built differently, and the Ativas HaYishmaelim, because of the Lutar as a joke. This Halach of Chaylitz is another very important Halach for an Ovel, which is that the Ovel walked around with an uncovered shoulder to expose the Gria of the Begadim, and to be Mezazel in himself. And that's called Chavitzat HaKatev, that his shoulder is uncovered. Nowadays it isn't done, and then, again, everybody wonders, why exactly has it fallen into disuse at all? Again, I mean, the primary response is that this is viewed again in the social context, not as being a covenant mace, but of making yourself look like an idiot, because it's not noyeg anywhere in terms of the social context, and therefore is not understood as an act of avelus, it is understood as an act of stupidity or weirdness, and therefore it is no longer done. There are those in those countries, among the Sardim, there were some who held that it should be done. If you're not living among goyim, we're going to be mizalzo, so in a finale, it should be done as one of the ikadinim of chalitza. It wasn't instituted, after all, as a social expression. So, okay, if there's an active social reason not to, and a zilusa in a finami, but if there isn't, why not go back and do it? Some of the Sfaradish Rabbonim today hold it should be chalitz katev. But anyway, certainly it's not nohu. So, al kol ha-meitim kulam ratza choletz ratza eno choletz. Other meitim, he does not have to uncover his shoulder. But alaviv alimo choletz is actually a maaseh. Begadol ador had a certain gadol ador, we'll speak about later, whose father had died. And he wanted to be choletz ktafav. And there was another gadol ador, bikesha gadol acher sheimo was with him, that he also wanted to be choletz as a sign of participation. And because of that, the first one was nimna velo choletz. The first one didn't want that the other one should be in a matzah of zilzel. So he didn't do it himself either. Omar Abaye, first I want to give you the details over here. The gadol ador, whose father died, is a reference to Rebbe. It was Rabbeinu HaKodesh. The gadol ador that wanted to participate with him, because of whom Rebbe didn't do it, was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Some actually reported just the opposite. The gadol ador was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, and the gadol ador she'ima was Rebbe. Now it makes a big difference, because Bishleim L'man D'Yomar, if you're going to tell me that the gadol ador who was with him was Rebbe, so it makes sense that Rabbi Yaakov Baracha would not do the chalitza. But if the gadol ador whose father died was Rebbe, it doesn't make any sense, because Rebbe's father was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but he was the Nasi. So if he died, then everybody has a din, as we'll see later on. Everybody is a part of the Avelut. So why would it have been Nimna v'lo Asa? I mean, on the contrary, it was a covet to the Nasi. So Bishlam the man of gadol ador she'imo Rebbe and Nimna v'lo chalat. But if the man the Amar who says the gadol ador she'imo was Rav Yaakov Baracha, in which case the gadol ador whose aviv died was Rebbe, am I Nimna v'lo chalat? So why wouldn't he have done the chalitza? Rav Shimon giving wrong. We're all Nasi Haya. He was a Nasi, and the din is the Kuliyama Machayev Lemichlatz. On a Nasi, indeed, the din would have been that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha should have been Chaylet. So what's the, it wasn't, I wasn't considered to be participation. I was considered to be direct Avilut, because a Nasi who dies, everybody is considered to be Mechuyev in these dinim of Avilut. Gosh, that's definitely a problem. I'll learn that. Now, another difference.
That's more likely in Raya than the other day.
It was the other way around. Yeah. Oh, Kol HaMeitim, another difference between an Avanim and other Kravim, is that Al Kol HaMeitim Kulam is Tzayi B'Lachas Shloshim Yom. It's mutter to get a haircut after Shloshim. But Al Aviv V'Alimo, it's not mutter even after Shloshim. Achi Ga'aru Bo Chaverav. Only when his friends tell him, you know, you look like an idiot already. Enough. You go get yourself a haircut. So at that point, he could take a haircut. But until then, he can't take a haircut. Is there a shear in this? It's already big machlokas. And the earliest shear that was brought, that, you know, we no longer have, unfortunately, the kind of relationships where people are kind enough to say to somebody, you need a haircut. Most people think it's none of my business. And there's modern ways to mind your own business. So nowadays, you don't. My mom just had a mice at the Erev Shabbos where an oval needed to get a haircut. And he was going crazy because nobody was telling him he needed to get a haircut. He already made an appointment to get a haircut. It was because he calls me up. He says, wait, he calls me up from the States. What am I supposed to do? So from here, I had to call friends to call him up and tell him to go get a haircut. The problem was that the sheet of the Tesis is that even when it's for the regal isn't decha haircuts legabe yud beis cheder. That's how we pass it. Yeah, in other words, well, la'achra shalishim. In other words, if chaverav haven't been geyer, but it's not possible to rely on the din that regal is mavato, because they never were kaveh that regal is mavato, the din of the haircut. Except in that case, except in that particular case, when it was the regal was coming in, it was mavato than a shalishim, but over here it's in yud beis cheder. I have to call a few people to make sure that...
The fellow could hint, you know, what do you think? Do I need a haircut?
No, he can't. That's the thing. He can't.
And the barber can't.
only his hairdresser knows for sure.
Right.
But how did he get in there? No,
nope,
doesn't count. When a Beisai doesn't count. Don't say you ever. When it comes to Dinim HaVeilos, always say can't tell one. We avoid the direct second person. But Rameisha, so the earliest shear that was given was 3 months. Once it's 3 months already, then obviously you look like a slob. Sure. If you had good friends, they would have told you need a haircut. So then it's already a chazok. Rameisha Zatzal had another interesting rule, which was called the double the norm rule. Whatever this person would normally take a haircut, let's say he would take a haircut every 3 weeks, so then 6 weeks would be the shear. He takes a haircut every month, and then 2 months would be the shear. But whatever is double the time would be the shear that's appropriate for that individual to be considered to be looking like a slob. You'd think that it would be a little bit prorated. I mean, let's say the guy takes only once every 6 months. He shouldn't have to wait. But anyway, that's how Ramesh is at some here. Obviously, only the Gula, not the ones. Once every 3 months and rely on the other shear. Yeah, but that's not your base character.
Yeah,
nothing
else.
Right. So that's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is that al kol hametim kulam, on other than an ava'im, which we call the chamisha krovim, essentially we thought that we added to that, but al kol hametim kulam, nichnas lebeit ha-simcha li'achar shloshim yom. So after shloshim, it's mutter to go into a mokum of simcha. But al aviv al imai, it's the entire 12 months la'achar yud beis chedesh. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, ule simcha mereut. What's this talking about? Simcha mereut, that there's very different pshatim, and mamish min hakotze el hakotze, different pshatim, it's a shash. Probably somebody wants to know if we're doing Chumash. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shachon Liyamid Varon. Tosfos Rashi learns that Simcha Mereus is a lower class Simcha. So in other words, it's the kind of thing that friends get together for a social evening, some drinks, and, you know. So, exactly the Sunday, the Sunday, like we always have here, the bagels and lox or frangelicas, you know, everything's fine. But so had it been mamish a simcha, let's say for a chasana or something,
they're not.
Others learn just the opposite. If it's a simcha mareyus, where mareyim are being besamkim the chasana kala, and then already it's a big simcha shal mitzvah, so then not a mitzvah, it's okay, but anything less, then not. Mamish different approaches. And of course, because of this, I mean, we have minakot, salakot, the piskei halachas, what to do, and the different minahogim, and what's considered exactly to be a simcha, what's considered to be a simcha shal mitzvah. I mean, basically, the Ashkenazim obviously have their own approach in this Indian. You know, say Lagabi the Heter to go into a bris milah. Can you go into a bris milah? Can you go into a siyum? Questions like that. And basically, the meaning of Ashkenaz is where there is no music, and if there's not mamish a simcha, that being there is an indication of simcha directly. So they're matir to go in, but not mamish to be part of the suda. Shlebisha suda. There's a matir to be even part of it, part of the suda, but not to indicate any kind of simcha at the time of the dancing or anything like that. Ramesha was matir, very interesting. Ramesha was matir, a father and mother who are even b'teich shiva. The father and mother are sitting shiva, and the children are getting married, that the father and mother have a right to attend the wedding. Ellen, why can't with a brilliant child? It's a dover of it. You only get to marry a kid off once. So if you don't go to the wedding now, so the ingenious way of looking at it. Okay, as far as eating is concerned, participating in it, they shouldn't eat together with everybody else. They should eat like something in a mishorsim, sit down, you know, eat a little bit here, eat a little bit there, and so on. He was matir, even if the minig was that the chasana kala would be sabrochen, the minig was sit next to the mother sits next to the kala, the father sits next to the chasana. It was matir, even sitting there, even b'shas, that they were being mavorach, shasimcha b'mayna, which is, I mean, mamish, the biggest stira tavelas that's possible, is the simcha b'mayna, and he's sitting there b'chana shiva. And Afa Pinkan, he was matir. He had tremendous guts, with mention. Who would ever look at the Dovra Ave in the middle of the Yanim the Simcha? I mean, what's the idea? Unbelievable.
Was he matir for a child's second marriage?
I mean, once you do two, you might as well do three.
Well, no, if the heter is because how often you marry off a kid, but then it's a second marriage, so...
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's not a one-time event. No, that we're getting to. That's a major sugya. Obviously, because the other sugya that we've had is Shivas Yimei HaMishnah. We have Shivas Yimei HaMoed, Shivas Yimei HaMishnah, and Shivas Yimei HaAvelos. They're profoundly interrelated, all of them. That we've already said, even in terms of Panim Chadash, as I pointed out yesterday, we even utilize the same language. It's amazing.
And they didn't have the minhag, if you were going to give out kippahs or something, like you could go, they didn't have like a minhag
all day. That's a big shaila, if you give out kippahs. I mean, that's already a major symptom. You know? I mean, can the guy put on a kippah? I mean,
take a bench.
They didn't have the minute.
Yeah, we're joking around. It's not the gay.
He doesn't get the picture with the
kippah
with everybody. Yeah.
Now, Adarabin, now that they have pictures, even a chasid is no longer a mokum simcha.
Yeah, you can see the video exactly what the.
Yeah. All right, so that's another nafkamina.
Probably the case where the parents of the close kala were themselves in Ibrahim.
That's the case. That was, were they chosen in kala?
No, were the
parents. Parents, that's what that's right, that's what it's referring to. That was the case. Now, according to this, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Simcha Mereyas, he's saying, is Yud Beis Chedesh. Doesn't it say, Meisrei, the Simcha Ula Mereyus, Shloshim Yoyim? Kashi. Ameimar indeed says it the other way around. Ameimar Masriyofi, Amar Abba Ravana, Ula Simchas Mereyus, Mutalikonis Laut. But if it's a Simchas Mereyus, then he has a right to go in immediately. Aye, it says Simcha and Mereyus is Shloshim. It says the Simcha Shloshim. Ula Mereyus Shloshim. And it says, Malo Kashi, Haba Arisuta, Haba Paranuta. Basically, the way in which they had a minhag was that friends would get together and everybody would take a turn. So in other words, each person would sponsor a get-together, would supply the booze and all the other stuff, and they would have a good time, and then the next week it was the next guy's turn. So that's called, when it's not your turn, it's called the Arisuta. Because then you're like an oris, or a borrower, basically. You know, the other guy's doing the honor. But then, when you gotta pay back, that's called Puranuta. That's a double meaning. But it's called Piraon, you're paying back, so then the booze is on you. So over there, what's a chayach to say that he's, I mean, he can't potter himself from the debts that he owes other people, because was the Simchas Moraes. I mean, so he's got to pay his debts. Puranuta, obviously, we can't let him off. But others learned that Risuta is the one he's going to lose. This he's going to lose out on. He's already putting money in. The other guy's buying the booze this week. He's supposed to lose that. That should be called a Dover Ovid. In which case, it would be a Makor. That would mean. And now Risuta is a Dover Ovid. It's a Sotus Achasna Dover Ovid. Here we see where they were mapping me at. Yeah, Richie, those were the days. Mm-hmm. People knew how to live, Rich. Yeah. Furthermore, not enough, Kamina. Oh, kolam etim kulam. Korea tefach. It's enough to tear one tefach, but alaviv alimo achigalet libo. On a father or mother, the tear has to be deep enough so that it uncovers the area of the heart. Omre be'avu, micro, where do we see that there's an inin of a tefach? Because it says, v'chazek David bivgadav, and v'yikra'im, and achiza. The word achiza is by definition a tefach. In achiza pachot b'tefach, to hold on to something with your hand requires a tefach. The whole hand that grabs is a tefach. In which case, it must mean that the kriya is a tefach. Al kol ha'metim kulam, another nafkamina. Al kol ha'metim kulam. Somebody is wearing 10 different pagodas. Afil lovash asara chalukim. And korea l'elyon. He needs to be korea only his outermost begad. His outermost begad does not include a coat that isn't usually worn as part of his, not that it's worn to protect him from the freezing cold weather. He goes out or from the rain. That's not called his begad elyon. His begad elyon is the begad that he would normally sit in. That is it. Yeah. So that's his elyon. So then he would only tear the begad elyon. Al aviva alimo korea et kulam. But when it comes to a father and mother, he has to be korea all of the begadim from the top down. Va'apikor suto in a makev. That is a machlokus. What some learn after a suto is a reference to a undergarment, with a sweat absorbing garment. That's not makev, and he doesn't tear. Wouldn't tear his undershirt. Question about a talis cotton, you know, questions of whether he's supposed to tear or not, is considered to be the same as a kusuto. Others learn the after kusuto is where often it appears as a turban. And it goes around his neck, as the minig was. And that's not mak, is that considered to be one of the begodim to tear? And this is true echad ha'ish, the echad ha'isha, with Rav Shimon Elazar said that doesn't make sense for a woman to tear her lower begodim and it should be exposed. So what she should do is, at first, isha korat tatachton. So again, in those days, the lower beged was reversible. In other words, it wasn't didn't have arms through it. It was like a slip, a high slip. So she should tear it, and then machzirato la'achorea, then twist it around toward the back, then the tear isn't in front, and then choser the korat et elyon so that she is not exposed. Al kol amitim kulam ratza mavdil kamei sofa shelo ratzei no mavdil. Another nafkamina. On other meitim, except the father and the mother, so there it's up to him whether he needs to tear the seam or whether he could tear beneath the seam of the neck. But al aviv al imo mavdil it for sure. My father, mother, it's not up to him. He has to tear through the seam. When I said seam, I mean the hem. The hem around the neck. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer? No. There's no such thing as a kriya without cutting through the hem. Is it called a hem? Say if you, let's say on a sweater like that. Is that called? Yeah, what is that called?
A collar?
Okay. A collar is slightly different meaning. But okay, whatever type of bag it is, a collar, a hem, but the part where it's thicker and holds it together at the edge. So Rabbi Yehuda says, a kriya that doesn't go through that piece is a joke. It's ino el kerash al tiflis. I mean, that's like those ribbons that they give out to the to tear in the and then I remember that. So that's considered to be that's tiflis. It's like you're playing games over here, naughty game. That's not really kriya. Rabbi Avu, my time in Rabbi Yehuda. Where did you Rabbi Yehuda see this from? Dechti vayachazek bibgadav vaykarim lishnayim kraim. So here he tore his clothes when Elio went up to the Shemayim. So Elisha tore his clothes into two pieces. Shnayim kraim. Now, obviously, mimashka shnema v'yikraim. If it says that he tore it, so then it's got to be. I mean, when he tears something, doesn't it always separate into two parts? I mean, that's what it means. Right? It's a shnayim kraim. In yodei Hashem l'shnayim. Well, the point is that the shnayim should be nearing kishnayim kraim. The only way that it's going to be clear that it falls to the side is two pieces is if he tears through the hem as well. So it must be that there's an inyan to tear through the hem. It's very interesting, by the way, the lashon of tiflus, the nogea, because you definitely get that sense. I said, people that play games with these kind of minyanim. So I just said, then it's nogeh the whole element. Tiflis is usually something that is sexually naughty. What does this have to do with tiflis? Because the whole attitude, this attitude is an attitude of naughtiness of doing whatever you feel like doing. You want to go through the motions, but the real things that matter to you, you know, your clothes and the way you look and so on. That's tiflis. Next, nafkamines. I'll call them 18 kulam on other than a father and a mother. It's mutter to put a basting stitch, a broad stitch, just to hold it together, after 7 days. And after shleishim, it's mutter to sew it back up normally, with normal stitches, and to repair the beged where the kera was. But al ovi v'alimai, even after shiva, there's nothing to do. La'achar shleishim, he could be shaylel. But eino ma'achel olam, to re-sew the beged so that it's not torn, he can never do that. That's not the covet of ovi v'imai. Unless the Avela, the Isha, it was an Avela over there, Sholotola ultimate, because over there, since there's an element of exposure, so some learn that this means, in other words, that he's being chaylek on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that he should slip it behind, because otherwise, what's the exposure? But other Rishonim saying this is not Negea. A woman is considered to be Lobimatsav Mechubede to have torn begotten in Beglal. It's too suggestive, it's inappropriate to the idea of the feminine mystique. It's a zilzal. And therefore, for an Isha, it's always considered to be Mipnei Kvoda, even if she's not mamish exposed. Go away. Stop! Fine. Another nafkamina. Kiyata Ravin Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Another nafkamina that he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan is that I'll call a meitim ratzakorea biyad ratzakorea bikli. On the other meitim beside a father and a mother, it's mutter to use a razor blade to cut. But alaviv alimo, it has to be bayad. There's, by the way, an interesting, there's a halach that isn't brought in the Gemara, but that is brought that there's an inyan that someone else should do the kriya. Machlokas, really. Why should someone else do the kriya? Because that's like a zilzo in the person, that he doesn't even have the control of the kriya. It's like a complete kabbalah of the din. You know, other people do things for him. Others learn not a rabbi, that since kriya is a mitzvah, so then he should be Isaac in the kriya himself. And it's interesting, it came to be now the minhag, which includes this little piece, that because the shaila is what about if a tear through a hem is sometimes very difficult to do biyah. It says over here to use a sakin, but you can't use a sakin, rather, only with the other grove. So therefore the minhag became, especially here in Yerushalayim, that the Chevra Kadisha indeed starts the Kriya to make it possible for the Avot to be Kareya, starts the Kriya with a Sakin, and then he's Kareya, which satisfies basically all the requirements. The Iker Kriya he does himself, nonetheless there's that whole Indian of Mekabalas Adin, that the Chevra Kadisha did it to him, and also he was Kareya B'yah, and the only the one who started the Kriya to make it possible to be Kareya does it with the Sakin. We're going to talk about that. That is very strange, because the minhag is connected all of it in it. A lot of discussion how such a minhag could possibly develop, that there should be at the gap time of fires. It doesn't make sense to do the kriya then, but we'll talk about it. Also,
we do
same way. Yeah. Okay. There's two very different shatim brought by the Rishonim, and it's interesting the Rambam brings both. He considers them to be interdependent. So one shot is mi bifnim, underneath his outside. That's he's wearing a coat, so he can be korea mi bifnim. He doesn't have to expose that. His coat can be closed. He puts his hand under his coat because his coat isn't mechuyev in the korea, and he can be korea underneath. Whereas alavi v'imo, it has to be a beggar that is exposed that he's korea. Others learn that it means mi bifnim means in his house, meaning in the privacy of his home. And alavi v'alima, it has to be public. The Rambam brings both. To wear it, and if he puts on something else, he'll have to be Korea the beggar too.
Yeah.
It's the act of Korea. Yeah, that's right. The continued challenge, right. No, baby, the theme is only when he's outdoors. Otherwise, his upper beggar is normally high, but it's only because he's wearing an overcoat. So he's going to be taking it off. sitting Shiva indoors, then his indoor clothing are all torn. That's for sure. They're torn already. Because even if he tore outdoors and he didn't tear his coat, he still tore his jacket and his shirt and so on. So that's going to be exposed when he comes inside. No, he doesn't tear it. There's no need to tear a beggar that isn't worn as part of his normal presentation. And this is true for a Nasi as well. The Nasi also has to be either publicly or outside the beggar, it has to be exposed. We asked on this, that we do not consider to be the equivalent of, let's say, the din is that an Avbezdin or his Rebbe, and we're assuming, and the Nasi, have the same din as a father and mother, but that's only Le'ichui. Ela Le'ichui Bilvat. So the interrelationship is Dafka, this halacha of re-sowing, that it's Osir to be Ma'ache, ever. But for other things, it's not the same. So my love, Afilu Nasi. I was just saying that the only relationship of a Nasi to a father and a mother, we say it's Ki'ilu, it's the same thing. In this list of things that we have over here, the differences, only the one that refers to re-sowing the Kriya, that's the only one that refers to the commonality of a Nasi Av Bezdin and Rabbi to an Avi Ve'imai, which would mean that when it comes to this other Nafkamina of publicly tearing or exposedly tearing in terms of the Beged, that it's not compared, and Rav Chisda said it is compared with Chen L'Nasi. How does Rav Chisda explain that? My love, Afilu Nasi. No. Rav Chisda learns that that's a reference to Av Bezdin and Rabbi, but Nasi is other things also similar to Avi Ve'imai. And there was a Maisa, indeed, where Nasiya Shah, the Nasi in Bavel died, and Omar Le Rav Chisda told Rav Chana, Kafe Asita, take the machteshet, the mortar, which is big, everybody should be able to see you, stand up on it, Kumala, the Achve Kriya Alma, show everybody that you're doing Kriya, because everybody's Mechuy of Kriya. This was Rav Chisda Lashitasa. Al Chacham Choleit Miyamin, Al Av Beidin Mismol, Al Nasi Mikan Umikan. As far as the din of chalitza, meaning of uncovering the tafayim, are concerned, so the normal, the chalitza nekocham is miyamin. Alav bezdin bismol. We learned that the beged normally, that was more, the side that was more covered was the cover bismol. So it would be more noticeable, chalitza bismol. This is a Roman togolo. So it is partially covered. So in chocham, it's sufficient to do chalitza miyamin. The whole country is in avilut. We'll see later on. The entire country is bobbing. We'll see. We'll get there. Nasi mikanu mikan. Not to be confused with what the antithesis of Nasi that they call today, but then this means a Nasi. Tana Rabba. Chacham shemeis.
He does it there himself.
Okay. I think this really begins the next again. Tana Rabba. 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 Rabbi Shimon Amar Afil Bal Niyom Ashevim Imakom Karav Moni Moni. Omer Mar Shleishi Omer Marishenim Bal Imakom Karav Moni Imayem Omer Rabbi Yabarav Omer Rabbi Yochan. It's Daf Kishiyesh Gadol Abayit Babayit. Ibayilu. How about if the Gadol Abayit went Labeta Kvarot? Mahu? You could see how those Shitas learned that this is the question of whether the other person is my name, eh? Not the way Rashi and Tosfos learn most of the Rishonim. That it means, does the Gadol Abayit Moni Imayem? Tashmad Yom Rabbi Barav Am Rabbi Yochanan Filu Alav Kol Labayit Lebet Akvarot Mone Imahem Mone Imahem Votani Mone Latzmo No Kasha Da Begot Lata Ad Lo Ata Begot Lata Kedi Am Lu Rav Da Bnei Atzelfani Di Ata Begot Lata Limnu Badaych Lo Ata Begot Lata Limnu Lenafshay Om Alu Rav Lev Dei Mechuzaton Lo Azlitu Batar Arsa Michi Mahadrita Apaychu Mi Baba Da Avula Atchilu Manu. Rabbi Shimon Amar Afilu Baba Yom Hashavim Imakom Korov Monei Mahem Om Rabbi Kiba Gamd Om Rabbi Yosef Ben Shul Om Rabbi Vuhu Shabao Om Matza Menachamim Etzlo Boi Revana Nina Rula Amod Velo Amdu Mahu Teiko, which is much works much nicer to Lashon HaGrashis Girtza Shalo Amdu Menachamim Etzlo, and then Nina Rula Amod Menachamim fits in directly into the Lashon of the Gemara. Westam Nina Rula Amod in the middle of nowhere is strange language. Gemire Chavri, the Rebaba Bachim Rebaba, who's that, by the way? That Reb Zera was his friend. Or some say it was Chavri, the Reb Zera, and learned from him. Who's that? That's Rebaba, Reb Kibaraba. And this is what he learned. That Om Rav Yochanan, Halach Rav Shimon, Gamliel Betrefus, Halach Rav Shimon, Ba'ava. So Krupp Shimon Bavel is a reference to the case over here about Baba Tov Shiva. Krupp Shimon Gamliel Betreifus is a reference to the Tznan, B'nei Me'ayim Shenik V'lecha Sotam Atam K'shera Div Krupp Shimon Gamliel. The reference to the Lecha over there is what? I'm Rifkan Ashukin Abayin Nofik Agav Duchka. Omer Mandu, Boy Halavayas Kivyes Ikev Agmar L'shmaitzim Yipum Demari. So he did. And Kisola K'ashkar Rabba Bredo Rabba P'chi Barava. And he said to him, Omer Alei, Omer Amar Alok Krupp Shimon Gamliel Betreifus. On the contrary, Ana Ein Alok Amin. Krupp Shimon Ba'ovo Mai, Omer Alei Plutaninu. Yit Marav Chistam Alokha, V'chenu Rav Yochanan Alokha. From Nachman, Omer Ein Alokha, and Alokha is that Ein Alokha, Krupp Shimon Gamliel Betreifus, but Alokha is Krupp Shimon Ba'ovo, the Omer Shmuel Alokha, the Rav Meikil, Ba'ovo. Al Kolam Etim Be'eva, I keep saying Ba'ovo, Be'eva. Al Kolam Etim Kulan, Medachemi tato reze meshubak, faster the better. But Allah v'alima reze megune. Unless Hayar of Shabbat or of Yontev, so then reze meshubak. She also lechlod aviv v'imo. Hakol ameitim kulam ratza memait ve'esit ratzainu memait. Alavi v'alimo memait. Hakol ameitim kulam ratza choleitz ratzainu choleitz alavi v'alimo. Choleitz u'maase begadol ador achat shebet aviv b'kesh lachalot u'b'kesh gadol ador achirim shimo lachleitz v'nimna v'lo chalatz. On Rabbi, the Gadolador in question was Rebbe, and the Gadolador Sheima was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Others say the other way around, that the Gadolador was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, and the Gadolador Sheima was a reference to Rebbe. Now, Bishlam, the Mandir Gadolador Sheima was Rebbe. That makes sense, that Rabbi Yaakov Baracha was Nimna Velo Chalatz. But if the Gadolador Sheima was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, in which case Rebbe was the Avel, so Namai Nimna Velo Chalatz. Rabbi Gamliel was his father, was a Nasi, and Kuliyama Mechayv Lemichlitz, as we see later. Gosh. Akol ha-meitim kulam mistaper li'achar shloshim yam alavi v'alimo ad shigaru bo chavirat. Akol ha-meitim kulam nichnas lebet ha-simcha li'achar shloshim yam alavi v'alimo v'atra yud beis chodesh. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana le'simchat mre'ut meit ve'ilu simcha ulemeru'ut shloshim yam kasha. Amem ha-mas ne'ochi. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana ule'simchat mre'ut mutar le'kanes la'alte. Tani le'simcha shloshim mre'ut shloshim lo kasha haba arisuta haba parat nutam. Alkol amitim kulam korea tefach, alaviv alimu ad shigale et libo. Om Rabbi Avu, my brother, it's a tefach, vayachazek David bibgadav, vayikar aim. In achiza pochot bitefach. Alkol amitim kulam afilu lavush asra chalukim eno korea lalion. Alaviv alimu korea et kulam, but apikrusatu ino ma'akevet. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, there's a slight difference that the isha korat et ha'tachton, but first she's machziratol ha'achorea, then chazeret v'korat et ha'odion. Okol ha'meitim kulam ratza mavdil, kamisafa shavo ratza ino mavdil, al aviv alimo mavdil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now, kol kriya sheino mavdil kamisafa shavo, it's a joke. It's a kriya, it's a kerash of tiflus. Omer be'avu ma'ita en Rabbi Yehuda, דכתיב היחזק בבידה והיקראים לשניים קראים. So we march with שנמה ויקראים. אין יודע של משניים, by definition, אלא שנראים קראים כשניים. על כל עמיתים כולם שואלה ליחר שיבו מאחר ואחר שלושים. על אבי ועלים שואלה ליחר שלושים, ואינו מאחר לעולם. והאישה שואלתו ליאלתו במדי כבודה. כי אלתו רב אינו רב יוחנן, על כל עמיתים רצה קוריאה ביד, רצה קוריאה בכלי, על אבי ועלימו ביד. ויום רבי אבר אמר ביוחנן, על כל עמיתים כולם מבפנים, על אבי ועלימו קוריאה מבחוץ. עומר רב חיסטו וחיים לנוסי, מייצווי, לא הושבו די אבסדן רבא עם לנוסי, עובי ולאימו אלו לאיחוי בלבד, does not include the Lohu Shu includes the Fulun and Nasi? No. Come to Eretz Yisrael. Va'agna le'shmaitze v'pumi demora. I'd like to hear this directly from the mouth of the person who said it. Ki solik, that person actually was Zaych. He came to Eretz Yisrael. And Ashkechel Rababa Breder Pia Barava. He found, now the question is whether he was the one who said it. That depends on the Girsa. But certainly either he heard it directly from Zera or he was the one who told Reb Zera. So he's definitely a Makor Rishon. So he said to him, Omar Lei, Omar Mar, did it? I heard you said that a lot of Shimon Ben Gamliel betrayed. breakfast. So he said, well, that's close. I said, ain aloha. But I mean, it's just one word. He says, ain aloha, Amri. What I said was that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifas. And, so at this point he said, okay, what did you say about Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? Oh my, well, I wasn't going to tell you what I heard. What did you say? Amalei, I said it's a machloikis, out of paskin, the yitmer of chistar mer aloha, chein omer Reb Yochanan aloha, Reb Nachman omer ain aloha. Actually, the ain aloha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifas, v'aloha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The truth is, we paskin l'chumra when it comes to treifas. Not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, but certainly we pass him like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Yom HaShvi'i. The Yom HaShmuel HaLocha Kedivri HaMekel, Baba. We always have this law. Since we find a Da'at HaMekel, that even the seventh day is considered to still be a place to join up the family when the Gadol HaBayit is there, therefore that's the HaLocha. I'll call HaMetim Kulam Midachem Mitato Reza Mishum. Basically, on anyone but a father and a mother, where someone is pushing to have the Levaya completed as quickly as possible to finish up the kvura, that's meshuvach, because that's a kavod for the maid, that the maid should be kavur, and others, the Rishonim would say that he's mara, that he's mekabel olav asadin, and that okay, and I'm not trying to hold on. If somebody tries to hold on, it's like he doesn't want to be mekabel the din on him. So he's both mitzad himself and mitzad the maid. It's a good thing to complete the levaya rapidly. But alaviv alimo areza megune, because over there his holding on is not viewed, I'm holding on, viewed as an attempt to do covet to a father and mother to be more masked, get more people. So there, it's considered to be a covet that the kvura should take place a little bit later, if it's possible to do more as faith and to get more people to come.
You can put it off for days.
So you can even put it off. We find by Rebbe, they bring it by Rebbe, they put it off for a few days in order to be, so that there it's always considered to be a covet hamed. But Haya Erev Shabbat, or over here, the Shash puts it off. He's going to end up now putting it off for a number of days. And during that time, nobody's going to be misasik with the maids. Shabbos or Yontev. There's also a girsa, your Osha Hoyu Dishami Mizalfi Mal Mitosev. And most of the Rishonim have that girsa. Or it was raining and the rain was dropping on the coffin. But it's interesting that there's some bring from the Gemara Sanhedrin that's a simon tov to a maid that Gishami Mizalfi Mal Mitosev, because it's like a kapora on him and a sense of tears and the world is crying. But anyway, that's the girsa that most have, not like our girsa. Lotolin Yivlasa is only when it's halona. And just said, there's no din of lotolin where it's not stam, it's being left over, but rather you're being metapol by it. Lotolin is to leave it. Leaving it is
it's not in the ghetto lotolin.
Exactly.
It's out of ghetto lotolin.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly what Rishonim speak out. Lotolin is only said where it's halona, that as a not caring. That's the whole point of it. Leave him hanging up there as an example for others. I mean, that's terrible. So that's lotolin. But when it's lichvoidai, then of course it's not lotolin. So over here, I raise a mishubach, even for a parent, since it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, whatever is lichvoidai, basically, you use your brain. So in that case, then it's also mishubach. Because in all cases, whether he's leaving it or whether he's doing it rapidly under the circumstances, the din over there is viewed by everybody as an act of covet, not as an act of holding on or of lack of care, as the case may be, and therefore should be defined as the case may be. So the place can bring it's literally as the case may be. Because if you don't have the right people to say hesedim and so on, then it's not considered to be covered by an aveim to be waiting. It's not that the waiting per se is a covet. It's that it's giving you an opportunity to do covet, but if it's not going to be any covet, then adarab, the more rapidly the kvura is completed, the greater the covet. I'll call hametim kulam. Furthermore, other differences now between the av and aim, we already saw, as we started yesterday with the first difference. First difference was 12 months versus 30 days. So they been the dinim of Sheol B'Shalom, Sheolim Loi B'Shalom, and that we already saw. So now we have another nafkamina, the question of whether one should rapidly complete the kvura or not. Further, or another nafkamina, I'll call on etim kulam on every mate other than an avneim. Ratza mimayet b'isko, ratza eno mimayet b'isko. So if he wants to be mimayet in his work, in his business, so then he can. If not, not. Now this is a little strange. What do you mean he can? If not, not. We said before he's for sure doesn't do malacha. What's, how did this happen all of a sudden? So some learn. The Meiri learns over here. So it's Medrik and Rashi. Rashi says beiske kigon schora. Kigon schora says the Meiri that you see from here in a finami. There's a nafkamina between business and work. So business, that the business should go on, the tzina, and so on. Maybe that's up to the avel. But work mamish is what we asked before, that the work is definitely aser. Except, that depends on how we learned yesterday, whether it's la'ani after shleisha, it's anybody after shleisha, but tzina is matushi. But others learn, including Tysus later on, that talking about over here, about a davarava. In other words, where he has a heter to be noyaginazo over there, on other mason, there's no Indian for him to show covet by being memayat. But alavi v'alim by memayat over there, even if it's a davarava, it should be memayat, not do the way he normally, as much as he normally would. Akola meitim kulam, ratza choletz, ratza eno choletz. Furthermore, on other meitim that they had, this was another one of these amazing halachas that fell completely into disuse. We've already seen quite a few examples, even some viata mita, which is the centerpiece of the avelut, that even that has fallen into disuse. We talked about ativat harosh, ki ativat yishmeilim has fallen into disuse. The union of being shayol b'shalom to some extent has fallen into disuse, that each one because of a different svara. Either shila shalom, because our shila shalom isn't the way they had shila shalom. They had shila shalom either b'shem, or with the word shalom at least. Shalom is like the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least an union of complete shleimut. Okay, the Nikvias Amita, maybe because of the Chashash of Kishuf, because the Mitas are built differently, and the Ativas of Yishmaelim, because it'll be looked at as a joke. This halach of Chaylitz is another very important halach for an Ovel, which is that the Ovel walked around with an uncovered shoulder to expose the Gria of the Begadim, and to be Mezalzel in himself. And that's called Chalitzat HaKatef, that his shoulder is uncovered. Nowadays it isn't done, and then, again, everybody wonders, why exactly has this fallen into disuse at all? Again, I mean, the primary response is that this is viewed again in the social context, not as being a covenant mace, but making yourself look like an idiot, because it's not noheg anywhere in terms of the social context, and therefore is not understood as an act of avelus. It's understood as an act of stupidity or weirdness, and therefore it is no longer done. There are those in those countries, say among the Sardin, there were some who held that it should be done. If you're not living among goyim, we're going to be mizalzo, so inafinam. It should be done as one of the ikadinim of chalitza. It wasn't instituted, after all, as a social expression. So, okay, if there's an active social reason not to, and a zilusa in a finami, but if there isn't, why not go back and do it? Some of the Sfaradish Rabbonim today hold it should be chalitzkate. But anyway, certainly it's not nohu. So, al kol ha-meitim kulam rotza choletz rotza eno choletz. Other meitim, he does not have to uncover his shoulder. But alaviv alimo choletz is actually a maaseh. Begadol ador had a certain gadol ador, we'll speak about later, whose father had died. And he wanted to be choletz ktafav. And there was another gadol ador, bikesha gadol acher she'imo was with him, that he also wanted to be choletz as a sign of participation. And because of that, the first one was nimna velo choletz. The first one didn't want that the other one should be in a matzah of zilzel. So he didn't do it himself either. Omar Abaye, first I want to give you the details over here. The Gadol Ador, whose father died, is a reference to Rebbe. It was Rabbeinu HaKodesh. The Gadol Ador that wanted to participate with him, because of whom Rebbe didn't do it, was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Some actually reported just the opposite. The Gadol Ador was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, and the Gadol Ador She'ima was Rebbe. Now it makes a big difference, because Bishleim L'man D'Yomar, if you're going to tell me that the Gadol Ador who was with him was Rebbe, so it makes sense that Rabbi Yaakov Aracha would not do the chalitza. But if the Gadol Ador whose father died was Rebbe, it doesn't make any sense, because Rebbe's father was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but he was the Nasi. So if he died, then everybody has a din, as we'll see later on. Everybody is a part of the Avelut. So why would it have been Nimna V'lo Asa? I mean, on the contrary, it was a covet to the Nasi. So Bishlam L'man Gadol Ador She'imo Rebbe and Nimna V'lo Chalat. But if the L'man D'Omar, who says the Gadol Ador She'imo was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, which case the Gadol Ador whose Aviv died was Rebbe, Amay Nimna V'lo Chalat. So why wouldn't he have done the Chalitza? Reb Shimon Gamliel Nasi Haya. He was a Nasi, and the din is the Kuliyamu Mechai of the Michlat. On a Nasi, indeed, the din would have been that Rabbi Yaakov Baracha should have been Chalit. So what's it? Wasn't. I wasn't considered to be participation. That was considered to be direct Avilut, because a Nasi who dies, everybody is considered to be Mechuyev in these dinim of Avilut. Kasha, that's definitely a problem. I learned that. Now, another difference.
That's more likely in Raya than the other day.
And it was the other way around. Yeah. Now, kol ha-meitim, another difference between an av and aim and other kravim, is that our kol ha-meitim kulam is tar b'lacha shloshim yom. It's mutter to get a haircut after shloshim. But al aviv va'alimo, it's not mutter even after shloshim. Achi ga'aru bo chaverav. Only when his friends tell him, you know, you look like an idiot already. Enough. You go get yourself a haircut. So at that point, he can take a haircut. But until then, he can't take a haircut. Is there a shear in this? It's already big. Big machlokas. And the earlier shear that was brought, that, you know, we no longer have, unfortunately, the kind of relationships where people are kind enough to say to somebody, you need a haircut. Most people think it's none of my business. And modern ways to mind your own business. So nowadays, you don't. My mom was just out of Maisa to Erev Shabbos, where an Ovel needed to get a haircut. And he was going crazy because nobody was telling him that he needed to get a haircut. He already made an appointment to get a haircut. It was he calls me up. He says, wait, he calls me up from the States. What am I supposed to do? So from here, I have to call friends to call him up and tell him to go get a haircut. Because the problem was that the sheet of the Tesis is that even when it's for the regal isn't decha haircuts, the gabe yud beis cheder. That's how we pass it. Yeah, in other words, well, la'achra shoshim. In other words, if chaverav haven't been geyer, but it's not possible to rely on the din that regal is mavato, because they never were kaveh that regal is mavato, the din of the haircut. Except in that case, yeah, except in that particular case, when it was the regal was coming in, it was mavato than a shloshim, but over here it's in yud beis cheder. So I had to call a few people to make sure that.
The fellow could hint, you know. What do you think? Do I need a haircut?
No, he can't. That's the thing. He can't.
And the barber can't.
only his hairdresser knows for sure. Right, yeah. But how did he get in there? Nope, doesn't count. When a beisai doesn't count. Don't say you ever. When it comes to dinner mavelas, always say can't tell one. We avoid the direct second person. But Rameisha, oh, so the earliest shear that was given was 3 months. Once it's 3 months already, then obviously you look like a slob for sure. If you had good friends, they would have told you need a haircut. So then it's already a chazok. Rav Meisha Zatzal had another interesting rule, which was called the double the norm rule. That is, whatever this person would normally take a haircut, let's say he would take a haircut every 3 weeks, so then 6 weeks would be the shear. If he takes a haircut every month, then 2 months would be the shear. So whatever is double the time would be the shear that's appropriate for that individual to be considered to be looking like a slob. You'd think that it would be a little bit prorated. I mean, let's say the guy takes only once every 6 months. He shouldn't have to wait. But anyway, that's how Ramesh is at some view. Obviously, only the Kula, not the ones. Once it was 3 months and rely on the other sheep. Yeah, but that's not your base character. Yeah, nothing else. Right. So that's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is that al kol ha-meitim kulam, on other than an ava'im, which we call the chamisha krovim, essentially, we added to that. But our kol ha-meitim kulam nichnas lebeit ha-simcha li'achar shloshim yom. So after shloshim, it's mutter to go into a mokum of simcha. But al aviv al imai, it's the entire 12 months la'achar yud beis chodesh. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana ule simcha mireut. What's this talking about? Simcha mereut, that there's very different pshatim in the mamish min hakotze el hakotze. Different pshatim in shash. Probably somebody wants to know if we're doing chumash. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shakol
Yemidvarom. So going into a
Tosfos Rashi learns that Simcha Mereus is a lower class simcha. So in other words, it's the kind of thing that friends get together for a social evening, some drinks, and you know. So yeah, exactly the Sunday, the Sunday like we always have here, the bagels and lox or frangelicas, you know, and everything's fine. But so had it been mamish a simcha, let's say for a chasana or something,
so they're not.
They're not. Others learn just the opposite. If it's a simcha mereus, where mereim are being misamkim the chasana kala, and then already it's a big simcha shal mitzvah, so then the mitzvah is okay, but anything less, then not. Mamish different approaches, and of course. Because of this, I mean, we have minakot zelakot, the piskei halachas, what to do, and the different minahogim, and what's considered exactly to be a simcha, what's considered to be a simcha shal mitzvah. I mean, basically, the Ashkenazim obviously have their own approach in this Indian. You know, when they say lagabi the heter to go into a bris milah, can you go into a bris milah? Can you go into a siyum? questions like that. And basically, the minhag of Ashkenaz is where there is no music, and if there's not mamish, a simcha, that being there is an indication of simcha directly, so they're matir to go in, but not mamish to be part of the soda. There's a matir to be even part of it, part of the soda, but not to be, not to indicate any kind of simcha at the time of the dancing or anything like that. Ramesha was matir, very interesting. Ramesha was matir, a father and mother who are even b'teich shiva. The father and mother are sitting shiva, and the children are getting married, that the father and mother have a right to attend the wedding. Ellen, why? I came with a brilliant shot. It's a dover of it. You only get to marry a kid off once. So if you don't go to the wedding now, so an ingenious way of looking at it. Okay, as far as eating is concerned, participating in it, they shouldn't eat together with everybody else. They should eat like something. Misharsim, sit down, you know, eat a little bit here, eat a little bit there, and so on. He was matir, even if the minig was that the chasin akala would be sabrosin, well, the minig was sit next to the mother sits next to the kala, the father sits next to the chasin. It was matir even sitting there, even b'shas, that they were being mavorach shasim chabimayna, which is, I mean, mamish, the biggest stira tavelas that's possible, is the sim chabimayna, and he's sitting there b'tam shiva. And afal pikan, he was matir. He had tremendous guts, with mention. It's like, who would ever look at the dovra ave in the middle of the yinyanim of simcha? I mean, what was it again? Unbelievable.
Was he matir for a child's second marriage?
I mean, once you do two, you might as well do three.
Well, that, if the heter is because how long do you marry off a kid, but then it's a second marriage, so.
That's what I meant. Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's not a one-time event. No, that we're getting to. That's a major sugya. We'll do that. Obviously, because the other sugya that we've had is Shiva Simei HaMishnah. We have Shiva Simei HaMoed, Shiva Simei HaMishnah, and Shiva Simei HaAvelos. They're profoundly interrelated, all of them. That we've already said, even in terms of Ponim Kadosh, as I pointed out yesterday, we even utilize the same language. It's amazing.
And they didn't have the minhag, if you're going to give out kippahs or something, like you could go, they didn't have like a minhag
those days. That's a big shaila. If you give out kippahs, I mean, that's already a major symbol. You know? I mean, can the guy put on a kippah? I mean,
take a bench.
They didn't have the minhag.
Yeah, we're joking around. It's not the gay.
He doesn't get the picture with the kippah with
everybody. Now, Adarabin, now that they have pictures, even a chassid is no longer a Bokhan Simcha.
You can see the video exactly what
All right, so that's another nafkamina.
Probably a case where the parents of the close color were themselves in the
Yamaha. That's the case. That was, were they chassid and color?
No, were the parents.
That's what that's right, that's what it's referring to. That was the case. Now, according to this Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Simcha Mereyas, he's saying, is Yud Beis Chedesh. Doesn't it say, Meisrei, the Simcha Ula Mereyus, Shloshim Yayin? Kashi. A Meimar indeed says it the other way around. Meimar Masriyachi, Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Ula Simchas Mereyus, Mutter Likonis Laut. But if it's a Simchas Mereyus, then he has a right to go in immediately. Aye, it says Simcha and Mereyus is Shloshim. It says the Simcha Shloshim. Ula Mereyus Shloshim. And it says, Malo Kashi, Haba Arisuta, Haba Paranuta. Basically, the way in which they had a minhag was that friends would get together and everybody would take a turn. So in other words, each person would sponsor a get together, would supply the booze and all the other stuff, and they would have a good time, and then the next week it was the next guy's turn. So that's called, when it's not your turn, it's called the arisuta, because then you're like an oris, you're a borrower basically, you know, the other guy is doing the honor. But then when you got to pay back, that's called puranuta. That's a double meaning, but it's called piraon, you're paying back, so then the booze is on you. So over there, what's a chayach to say that he's, I mean, he can't pater himself from the debts that he owes other people because the simchas mereyus. I mean, so he's got to pay his debts. Puranuta, obviously, we can't let him off. But others learn that arisuta is the one he's going to lose. This he's going to lose out on. He's already putting money in. The other guy's buying the booze this week. So he's supposed to lose that. that should be called a dover aved. In which case, it would be a makor. That would mean in arisuta. Is a dover of it. So too is a chasna dover of it. Here we see where they were matter me at. Paladin. Yeah, Richie, those were the days. People knew how to live, Rich. Yeah. Furthermore, not enough, Kamina. Kolam etim kulam. Korea tefach. It's enough to tear one tefach, but alaviv alimo achi galet libo. On a father or mother, the tear has to be deep enough so that it uncovers the area of the heart. Omre be'avu, micro, where do we see that there's an Indian of a tefach? Because it says, v'chazek David bivgadav, and v'yikra'im, and achiza. The word achiza is by definition tradition a tefach. In achizah pachot b'tefach, to hold on to something with your hand requires a tefach. The whole hand that grabs is a tefach. In which case, it must mean that the kriya is a tefach. Our kolam etim kulam, another nafkamina. Our kolam etim kulam. Somebody is wearing 10 different begotten. So I feel lovish asara chalukim. You know, korea la elyon. He needs to be korea only his outermost begot. His outermost begot does not include a coat that isn't usually worn as part of his, not that it's worn to protect him from the freezing cold weather. He goes out or from the rain. That's not called his begot elyon. His begot elyon is the begot that he would normally sit in. That is his, yeah. So that's his elyon. So then he would only tear the begot elyon. Al aviva Korea et kulam. But when it comes to a father and mother, he has to be Korea all of the begotten from the top down. That is a machlokis. What some learn is a reference to a undergarment, with a sweat absorbing garment. That's not ma'akev, and wouldn't tear his undershirt. Question about a talis cotton, questions of whether he's supposed to tear or not, is considered to be the same as a kusuto. Others learn the afrikusuto is where often it appears as a turban, and it goes around his neck, as the minig was. And that's not ma'akev, is that considered to be one of the begodim to tear? And this is true echad ha'ish, the echad ha'isha, with Rav Shimon Elazar said that doesn't make sense for a woman to tear her lower begodim and it should be exposed. So what she should do is, at first, ha'isha korat ta'tachton. So again, in those days, the lower beged was reversible. In other words, it wasn't, didn't have arms through it. It was like a slip, a high slip. So she should tear it, and then machzirotola achorea, then twist it around toward the back, then the tear isn't in front, and then choser the korat ta'elyon, so that she is not exposed. Al kol amitim kulam, ratza mavdil kamei sofa shelo ratzaino mavdil, another naftimim. On other meitim, except the father and the mother, so there it's up to him whether he needs to tear the seam, or whether he could tear beneath the seam of the neck. But al aviv al imo mavdil is for sure, my father, mother, it's not up to him. He has to tear through the seam. When I said seam, I mean the hem. The hem around the neck. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer? No. There's no such thing as a kriya without cutting through the hem. Is it called a hem? Say if you, let's say on a sweater like that. Is that called? Yeah, what is that called?
Collar?
Okay. The collar is slightly different meaning. But okay, whatever type of bag it is, a collar, a hem, but the part where it's thicker and holds it together at the edge. So Rabbi Yehuda says, a kriya that doesn't go through that piece is a joke. It's Eino El Kera Shel Tiflis. I mean, that's like those ribbons that they give out to the Abbe to tear in the, and then, I remember that. So that's considered to be, that's Tiflis. It's like, you're playing games over here, naughty game. That's not really Kriya. Rabbi Avu, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, where did you Rabbi Yehuda see this from? Dechti, Vayachazek, Bibgadav, Vayakarim, Lishnaim, Kraim. So here he tore his clothes when Elio went up to the Shamayim. So Elisha tore his clothes into two pieces. Shnayim kra'im. Now, obviously, mimash b'shenema v'yikra'im, if it says that he tore it, so then it's got to be, I mean, when he tears something, doesn't it always separate into two parts? I mean, that's what it means. Right? It's a shnayim kra'im. Eni yodeh Hashem l'shnayim. Well, the point is that the shnayim should be nearing k'shnayim kra'im. The only way that it's going to be clear that if it falls to the side is two pieces is if he tears through the hem as well. So it must be that there's an inyan to tear through the hem. It's very interesting, by the way, the lashon of tiflus, the nogea, because you definitely get that sense and people that play games with these kind of inyanim. It's not to say that it's nogeh the whole element. Tiflis is usually something that is sexually naughty. What does this have to do with tiflis? Because the whole attitude, this attitude is an attitude of naughtiness of doing whatever you feel like doing in a day. You want to go through the motions, but the real things that matter to you, your clothes and the way you look and so on. That's tiflis. Next, nafkamines, al kol ameitim kulam, on other than a father and a mother, sholei l'achar shiva, it's mutter to put a basting stitch, is a broad stitch, just to hold it together after 7 days, and after shleishim, it's mutter to sew it back up normally, ma'achet, with normal stitches, and to repair the beged where the kera was. But al oviv alimai, even after shiva, there's nothing to do. La'achet shleishim, he could be shalel, but eno ma'achet olam, to re-sew the beged so that it's not torn, he can never do that. That's not the covet of oviv imai. Unless the Avela, the Isha, it was an Avela over there, Sholal Tola Altim, because over there, since there's an element of exposure, so some learn that this means, in other words, that he's being Chalek on Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, who says that he should slip it behind, because otherwise, what's the exposure? But other Rishonim saying it's not Negea. A woman is considered to be Lobim Atzav Mechubet together to have torn begotten bichlal. It's too suggestive. It doesn't. It's inappropriate to the idea of a feminine mystique. It's a zilzo. And therefore, for an isha, it's always considered to be mipnei kvoda, even if she's not mamish exposed. Go away. Stop. Fine. Another nafkamina. Kiyata Rav and Om Rabbi Yochanan. Another nafkamina that he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan is that I'll call a meitim ratzakorea biyad ratzakorea bikli. On the other meitim beside a father and a mother, it's mutter to use a razor blade to cut. But alaviv alimo, it has to be bayad. There's, by the way, an interesting, there's a halach that isn't brought in the Gemara, but that is brought that there's an inyan that someone else should do the kriya. Machlokas, really. Why should someone else do the kriya? Because that's like a zilzo in the person, and he doesn't even have the control of the kriya. It's like a complete kabbalah of the din. You know, other people do things for him. Others learn not a rabbi, that since kriya is a mitzvah, so then he should be Isaac in the kriya himself. And it came, it's interesting, it came to be now the minhag, which includes this little piece, that because the shaila is, what about if a tear through a hem is sometimes very difficult to do biyah. It says over here to use a sakin. So but you can't use a sakin, rather, only with the other grove. So therefore the minhag became, especially here in Yerushalayim, that the Chevra Kadisha indeed starts the Kriya to make it possible for the Oval to be Kareya, starts the Kriya with a Sakin, and then he's Kareya, which satisfies basically all the requirements. The Iker Kriya he does himself, nonetheless there's that whole Indian of Mekabalas Adin, that the Chevra Kadisha did it to him, and also he was Kareya Biyah, and the only the one who started the Kriya to make it possible to be Kareya does it with the Sakin.
When the Kriya is up?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. That is very strange, because the minhag is connected, all of it in it. A lot of discussion how such a minhag could possibly develop, that there should be at the after half time of fires, it doesn't make sense to do the kriya then, but we'll talk about it. Also,
we do
same way. Yeah. Okay. I should call that. Yeah, that's the norm in Yerushalayim. I'll call kulam mibifnim. There's two very different shatim brought by the Rishonim, and it's interesting, the Rambam brings both. He considers them to be interdependent. So one shot is mibifnim, underneath his outside, that's he's wearing a coat, so he can be korea mibifnim. He doesn't have to expose, his coat can be closed, he puts his hand under his coat, because his coat isn't mechuyev in the korea, and he can be korea underneath, whereas a lovi v'imo, it has to be a beggar that is exposed, that he's korea. Others learn that it means if he means in his house, meaning in the privacy of his home. And alavi valima, it has to be public. Rambam brings both. To wear it. And if he puts on something else, it'll have to be Korea the beggar too.
Yeah.
It's the act of Kriya. Yeah, that's right. The continued challenge, right. No, Bibifim is only when he's outdoors. Otherwise, his upper beged is normally chayav, but it's only because he's wearing an overcoat. He's going to be taking it off. Sitting Shiva indoors, then his indoor clothing are all torn. That's for sure. They're torn already. Because even if he tore outdoors and didn't tear his coat, he still tore his jacket and his shirt and so on. So that's going to be exposed when he comes inside. No, he doesn't tear it. There's no need to tear a beggar that isn't worn as part of his normal presentation. And this is true for a nasi as well. The nasi also has to be either publicly or outside the beged has to be exposed. We asked on this, that we do not consider to be the equivalent of, let's say, the dinas that an avbezdin or his rebbe, and we're assuming, and the nasi, have the same din as a father and mother, but that's only le'ichui. So the interrelationship is dafka, this halacha of re-sowing, that it's usur to be ma'ache ever. But for other things, it's not the same. So my love, afilu nasi. I was just saying that the only relationship of a nasi to a father and a mother, we say it's ki'ilu, it's the same thing. In this list of things that we have over here, the differences, only the one that refers to re-sowing the kriya, that's the only one that refers to the commonality of a nasi av Bezdin and Rabbi to an Avi Ve'ima, which would mean that when it comes to this other nafkamina of publicly tearing or exposedly tearing in terms of the beged, that it's not compared. And Rav Chista said it is compared with Chayla Nasi. How does Rav Chista explain that? My lava filo Nasi? No. Reb Chista learns that that's a reference to Av Beis Din and Rabbi. But Nasi is other things also similar to Avi V'Imai. And there was a Maisa, indeed, where Nasi HaShachit, the Nasi in Bavel, died, and Omar Le Reb Chista told Reb Chana, Kafe Asita, take the Machteshet, the mortar, which is big, everybody should be able to see you. Stand up on it, Kumala, V'Achve Kriya La'alma, show everybody that you're doing Kriya, because everybody's Mechuy of Kriya. This was Reb Chista L'shitasa. Al Chacham Choleitz Miyamin, Al Av Beit Din Mismol, Al Nasi Mikan Umikan. As far as the din of Chalitza, meaning of uncovering the Kafayim, are concerned, so the normal, the Chalitza Nechacham is Miyamin. Al Av Beit Din Mismol, we learned that the Beged normally, that was more, the side that was more covered, was the cover of Mismol. So it would be more noticeable, Chalitza Mismol. This is a Roman togolo, so it is partially covered. So the Chacham, it's sufficient to do Chalitza Miyamin. The whole country is in Avivut. We'll see later on. The entire country is Avivut. We'll see. We'll get there. Not to be confused with what the antithesis of Nasi that they call today, but this means a Nasi. Tana Rabba. Chacham Shemes.
He does it there himself.
Okay. I think this really begins the next again. Tana Rabba. 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 Rabbi Shimon Amar Afilu Bo Miyom Ashevim Imakom Korav Manimu. Omar Mar Shleishi Omar Marishanim Bo Imakom Korav Monim Ayem Amar Rabbi Yabarav Amar Rabbi Yochan. It's daf kashiyesh gadol abayit babayit. Iboilu. How about if the gadol abayit went lebeta kvarot? Mahu? You could see how those shitas learned that this is the question of whether the other person is my name, eh? Not the way Rashi and Tosfos learn most of the Rishonim. That it means, does the gadol abayit manim Ayem? Rabbi Shimon Amar Afilu Baba Yom Hashavim Imakom Korov Monei Mahem Omer Rabbi Kiba Gamd Omer Rabbi Yosi Ben Shul Omer Rabbi Vuhu Shabao Umatza Menachamim Etzlo Boi Ravana Nina Rula Amod Velo Amdu Mahu Teiko, which is much works much nicer to Lashon HaGrashis Girsa Shalo Amdu Menachamim Etzlo, and then Nina Rula Amod Menachamim fits in directly into the Lashon of the Gemara. Restam Nina Rula Amod in the middle of nowhere is strange language. Gemire Chavrit, the Rebaba Bachim Rebaba, who's that, by the way? That Reb Zera was his friend. Or some say it was Chavrit Reb Zera, and learned from him, who's that? That's Rebaba Bachim Rebaba. And this is what he learned, that Om Rav Yochan, and Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel Betrefis, and Halach Rav Shimon Ba'ava. So Rav Shimon Ba'ava is a reference to the case over here about Baba Tov Shiva. Rav Shimon Gamliel Betrefis is a reference to the Tznan, the name Ayim Shenikvu, Velecha Sotamatam, Ksheira de Rav Shimon Gamliel. The reference to the lech over there is what? I'm Rifkana Shukada by Nafik Agav Duchka. Omer Mandu, boy, Halavayas, give us, he kept Agmar Lashmai to be Pumidamari. So he did. And Kisala, Kashka, Rabba, Bred, Rabba, Rabbi Baraba. And he said to him, Omer Le, Omer Mar, Loch, Rab Shimon, Amlil, Betrefus. On the contrary, Ana Ena Loch, Abri. Rab Shimon, Bob, Omai, Omer Le, Plutinino. Dietmar, Rab Chistam, Alocha, Chenom, Rab Yochan, Alocha. From Nachman, Amar Ein Halacha, and the Halacha is that Ein Halacha B'Shem Gamliel B'Treifus, but Halacha is Kripshem B'Avol, the Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Dibri HaMekel B'Avol. Al Kol HaMetim B'Avol, I keep saying B'Avol, B'Avol. Al Kol HaMetim Kulan, Medachem Itato Reza Meshubach, first the better, but Alavi V'Alim HaReza Meguneh. Unless Hayar of Shabbat or of Yontev, so then HaReza Meshubach, Shein Osel Echvod Avi V'Imo. Al Kol HaMetim Kulan Ratza Memayit V'Esit Ratza Enum Memayit. Aviv alimo mimait. A kolam kolam ratza choleitz ratzaino choleitz. Aviv and alimo choleitz. Umaase begadol ador achad shemet aviv bikesh lachalot bikesh gadol ador achirim shiimay lachleitz. V'nimna v'lo chalatz. Omer Abaye, the Gadol HaDor in question was Rebbe, and the Gadol HaDor Sheimo was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Others say the other way around, that the Gadol HaDor was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and the Gadol HaDor Sheimo was a reference to Rebbe. Now, Bishlam, the Mandir Magadol Sheimo was Rebbe. That makes sense, that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was Nimna Velo Chalatz. But if the Gadol HaDor Sheimo was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, in which case Rebbe was the Avel, so Namai Nimna Velo Chalatz. Shringam Lil was his father, was a Nasi, and Kuliyama Bechayv El Michlatz, as we see later. Gosh. Al kol amitim kulam korea tefach al aviv alimo ad shigale et libo om rabbi avu my brother it's a tefach vayechazek david bibgadav vayikar aim in achiza pochot mitefach al kol amitim kulam afilu lavush asara chalukim eno korea lalion al aviv alimo korea et kulam pat apikrusatu ino ma'akevet echad ish vechad ish Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, there's a slight difference that the ish korat et ha-tachton, but first she's magzirato la-achorea, then chazert v'korat et ha-odion. O'kol ha-meitim kulam ratza mavdil, ka-me-safa shavo ratza ino mavdil, al-aviv al-imo mavdil. Rabbi Yudah Omer, now, kol kriya sheino mavdil, ka-me-safa shavo, it's a joke. It's a kriya, it's a kerash of tiflus. Omer, Rabbi Avu, my time, Rabbi Yudah, דכתיב היחזק בבידיו והיקראים לשניים קראים. So we march for שנמר ויקראים. אין יודע שם לשניים, by definition, אלא שנראים קרואים כשניים. על כל עמיתים כולם שואלה ליחר שיבו מאחר ואחר שלושים. על אבי ועלים שואלה ליחר שלושים, ואינו מאחר לעולם. והאישה שאלתו ליאלתר במלי כבודה. כי אלתר רב אינו רב יוחנן, על כל עמיתים רצה קוריאה ביד, רצה קוריאה בכלי, על אבי ועל אמו ביד. ויאמר רבי אבר אמר ביוחנן, על כל עמיתים כולם מבפנים, על אבי ועל אמו קוראים מבחוץ. אומר רב חיסטו וכן לנשיא, מייסווי, לא הושבו די הבזדן רבא עם הנשיא, על אבי ולאמו אלא לאיחוי בלבד, does not include the לא הושבו, includes it for the נשיא? לא, נבר מנשיא. Indeed, נשיא השוחית, and אומר רב חיסטו וכן אמר רבא, if kape asita vekomala and ach vekriya the rabbi al chacham cholech miyamin al ach beitin